This program is sponsored by Walter Anderson Nursery.
If you have a green thumb or have always wanted one, then get ready for Garden Talk by Walter Anderson Nursery, hosted by Ken Anderson, along with David Ross, Mark Mahady, and George Allman. Garden Talk aims to introduce new ideas, help solve problems, and keep you up to date on the latest developments in the nursery and landscaping industry. Call in now with your gardening questions. 888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Now, here are your Garden Talk hosts, Ken, David, Mark, and George.
Good morning, San Diego. You're listening to Garden Talk here on KCBQ and KPRZ. I'm Ken Anderson, along with David Ross and Mark Mahady. George has got the day off to celebrate his birthday today, so wish him well.
Happy birthday, George.
Good morning, guys. Happy birthday, George. Sorry, I didn't say.
How's everyone?
I'm good. Back from a quick trip to Las Vegas earlier this week to do a bunch of buying at the Las Vegas World Market, which is just an absolutely insane place. The three massive buildings between 9 and 16 floors each, and every floor is about the size of, has about the same footprint that the old Sears store at UTC had.
Oh, okay.
And every floor is completely packed with merchandise. Wow. It's one I've never been to. It's mind-boggling how much stuff they have there. It's just absolutely incredible.
It was a productive show, I take it.
Yeah, Melanie went up. She was the one that does a lot of the giftware buying at the nursery. So she went up and placed some orders. And it was a successful show. So it was cold.
But really?
It wasn't as cold as it was last year. When we were up there last year, it was in the 30s. Was
the wind blowing?
It was freezing. One day the wind got up to about 40 knots.
Wow. So, yeah, when the wind's blowing and it's cold, I have never been colder in my life.
Yeah. They announced that they're going to remove the volcano from the Mirage. It's going away. Because Hard Rock bought the Mirage. Did you hear that?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, okay. Hard Rock bought the Mirage. They're going to take out the volcano. And we walked by it this trip, and that's a big amount of space that takes up on the strip there, just for that little feature.
Correct.
But they're going to take that out, and they're going to build one of those big guitar shaped hotel towers there in place of it. So, anyway, the strip is starting to eat itself once again.
Exactly.
So anyway, and it's an interesting town. Okay. Let's see, we've got classes today. In San Diego at 9 o'clock, it's going to be Everything's Coming Up Roses, and that's going to be with Olivia. And then in Poway at 9:30, we've got a special class, and it's going to be Native Plants, Care and Culture, with Renee from Moosa Creek Nursery, who is our major native plant supplier.
Correct.
And the amount of native plants that they grow is
mind-boggling. Yeah.
It really is. You go to their website, and you look at the stuff that they list that they grow. I don't even know where they came up with all of that stuff.
Correct.
Because there's just so much of it. But anyway, that should be a really good class. And you know, it is because of Moosa Creek that I have a better appreciation for native plants than I do before.
Appreciation, but a better appreciation. You're moving slowly.
Yeah. It's true.
They
grow some beautiful stuff. They really grow some neat stuff. So those are the classes this weekend. Next weekend, the 5th in San Diego, it's going to be early spring color. And in Poway, another special class in Poway, it's going to be plants of the Proteaceae family. And John Clements from the San Diego Botanical Garden is going to be teaching that class. So that should be an interesting one as well. And there again, proteas are another one that I have come to appreciate more.
Correct.
Over time, except for Banksias, they don't. I like the flowers on them, but the plants just don't look like much.
Well, they're grown for the flowers. So if you like the flowers, I would submit to you that the plant has succeeded in bringing you on board.
No, no. The one I have, it looks terrible.
What did you get?
It's a Banksia. I don't know which one, but it's just like this long, thin stalk. It hasn't branched at all. And in the pot right next to it is a pincushion that's just growing like crazy, and I don't do anything to it.
I would submit to you, Mr. Anderson, you should take it out of its pot and put it in the ground so that it can fully develop and fulfill its potential.
Well, when I say pot, it's a ceramic pot that's about 24 inches in diameter.
Oh, that's a pretty big pot.
It's a big pot.
That's practically. All right. Yeah. I like my Banksia, and it isn't that exciting. You're right. The plant itself isn't that exciting, but when it blooms,
the blooms are spectacular. The blooms are spectacular.
Okay.
And in Balboa Park today, I'm pretty sure it's today. Today's the 29th. 28th, 30th is the winter mini orchid show by the San Diego Orchid Society. Always a good show. They have a show. They have the show, and they also have plants. They will have plants for sale. You get to see a lot of stuff in bloom this time of the year that is not in bloom during the regular show, which is in March, I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
You know, just real quickly, the 28th, George's birthday, because he's celebrating somewhat today. But
I thought today was his birthday.
No, it was yesterday.
He was celebrating yesterday.
Yeah. No, he went rock climbing yesterday to celebrate. But as old as George is, and I think we can all agree George is relatively old. He's older than any of us.
Yeah.
My parents celebrated their anniversary yesterday. They have been married more years than George has been alive, even as old as George is, if you can believe that.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
Can't imagine.
Well, congratulations to them.
68 exactly. years.
Wow. That is amazing. We've got some updates on some things. David Austin tree roses that we have been waiting for are not coming in.
No.
We are not going to get any this year. They did not meet their standards, so they decided not to ship them.
Which really annoyed me at first, but then they have done a really good job. And the whole reason that David Austin separated, they used to license their roses to the other growers, to Jackson and Perkins and Weeks, and everybody grew them. But they wanted them grown to their own standards. They wanted to be in total control of their name.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess I get it. I'm still disappointed because even if they'd come in undersized, we could have grown them on to where they were acceptable. But they didn't want to ship them. So the limited number of David Austin bushes we got are all we're going to get. And that is unfortunate. We did just finally get our second shipment of Weeks roses in. That was due two and a half weeks ago.
Right.
Finally came in yesterday, day before yesterday.
Oh, okay.
So some of the spaces that are out there are going to be refilled.
Well, that'll be good. Bare root fruit trees are selling very quickly. We've already started consolidating. Taking bins out because they're just flying out of the store. We do have backstock on a lot of stuff, but a lot of that's going to get
potted.
So
right.
But if you're interested in getting some bare root, if you're still interested in getting bare root fruit trees, I would come in and get them as soon as you can.
Well, I had somebody call in earlier this week and ask how long they're going to be there. Well, they're going to be there till they sell out, or it's too late. We're going to have to pot them because they're already blooming and starting to grow.
Yeah.
It's been a warm winter so far, so they're leafing out. And we probably have a third to a half of the varieties we started with are what we have left.
Mm-hmm.
And that many, half of them are gone already. And every day, more are selling. So it's not going to be long. So if you know you want something,
get it. Yeah.
And if you're not ready to plant it, put it in a container.
Yeah. Unless it's a persimmon.
Well, those are gone.
I was going to say, then you're out of luck.
They're already gone?
Yeah, they were gone a couple of weeks ago. I mean, I don't know what it is about bare root persimmons, but they fly out of the store when they're there.
Well, it's twofold. There's high demand. Everybody wants persimmons, which is good because I think they're a good piece of fruit. But the supply has been not there as well. So we have increased demand and decreased supply.
Yeah, we had a bunch canceled on us.
We received fewer of them were canceled.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we have found, we have a backup for 2022.
So yes,
we will have more persimmons this year. They may be a little bit smaller, but they'll be already rooted out, so they won't have the problems with them dying, people not being able to be successful in getting them growing. And we have a lot coming. So that'll be in addition to our regular bare root order, but those will be potted.
If you want to give us a call today, telephone number is 888-344-1170. And we're actually going to go up to Fallbrook where Harry is waiting. Good morning, Harry. How are you?
Fine. Plant some gardenias and camellias last year, and they're doing too good. I think gardenias nice because of the water. I'm just wondering.
Harry, your phone is breaking up. Are you on a bad cell connection or a remote too far from the base?
Yeah, we can't hear you.
Yeah, you're breaking up there, Harry. If you want to give us a call back, hopefully we can get a better line for you.
He was asking something about gardenias,
which would be a timely question this time of the year. So hopefully he can get back in touch with us on a better line so we can hear what he is asking about. I was walking through the citrus section yesterday, and dwarf citruses supplies seem to have rebounded to some extent. I don't think it's quite as deep as it usually
is. No,
it
is not.
But there are plants out there. The one that really shocked me, though, was standard citrus. There's just nothing available. We've got some 15 gallons and a few 5 gallons of just a few different things. But other than that, it's pretty barren out there for standard citrus.
But I still am a firm believer that semi-dwarf citrus is adequate for most backyard situations.
I would say so.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
Unless
you've got a whole ton of space.
Right, exactly.
And want to get up on a ladder.
Correct.
And
all of that.
All of that stuff. Yeah. That's
My semi-dwarf pixie is probably 12 or 15 feet tall, and my semi-dwarf tango is probably 7 or 8 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
And you fill out a 6 to 8 foot diameter circle, 6 to 8 feet tall, that's just covered with fruit. There's hundreds and hundreds of mandarins on there. That's tons of fruit.
Look at the lime trees in the parking lot at the nursery. I mean, they're loaded with fruit, and they're probably about 10 feet tall.
Not only did I look at the lime trees.
Did you take some home?
I may have taken some home. And I don't know. What time is it? No. Lime tree, copper cup, ginger beer, and vodka.
They all blend together very nicely to make
a Moscow Mule. Yeah. And just so you know, if you follow the directions on the recipe, it's much better than if you just pour stuff
throw
in
everything.
The glass. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I brought a bunch of limes home, I guess it was last weekend, and squeezed about a half gallon of lime juice. And then we put it in ice cube trays and freeze it. And then you just dole out what you need and leave the rest.
So your adult beverages.
Works out very nicely. Yeah, one ice cube isn't enough for
a Satsuma.
Yeah, one ice cube's about one large beverage worth. So
exactly.
Yeah.
For these and other mixology tips, stay tuned.
If you want to give us a call, 888-344-1170 is the number. And speaking of citrus, we have some new citrus coming in about 2 to 3 weeks.
Yes, we do.
And we can talk about that when we get back from this break. We're listening to Garden Talk here on KCBQ and KPRZ. We'll be back with more right after this.
Get your gardening questions answered by calling 888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. There is more Garden Talk on the way. Welcome back to Garden Talk by Walter Anderson Nursery. Got a gardening question? Call 888-344-1170. 888-344-1170. Now, here's your hosts, Ken Anderson, David Ross, Mark Mahady, and George Allman.
And we're back with more Garden Talk here on KCBQ and KPRZ. I'm Kane Anderson, along with David Ross and Mark Mahady. George has the day off today. just before the break, we were talking about some of the new citrus that we're expecting in a couple of weeks, 2 to 3 weeks.
Most of it will be smaller than what we normally get. Mm-hmm. They'll be in the smaller little liner pots, but varieties that I've never seen available. We're going to have some sour oranges, the Lee X Nova, which is a mandarin that we only had briefly years and years ago.
I don't even remember that one.
People have been asking for it. It's supposed to be a hybrid between Lee and Nova. And
I've never had anybody ask me for that, but that doesn't matter.
You'll like this, Ken. We're going to get a few Rangpur limes.
Oh, love a Rangpur lime.
Some different oranges, Barnfield, Fairchild, and Fukumoto Navel. There's some interesting things. And we are also, they are doing a few citrus on the True Dwarf Flying Dragon rootstock.
Yeah, we haven't had that in quite a while.
Yeah.
The only people that were growing that, I think, was Monrovia.
Monrovia.
And they don't do that anymore.
No, so there's, I don't know, 20 or 30 True Dwarf Flying Dragons, which would be the best for
containers
because there was just two or three varieties. I think Midnight Valencia Oranges and Rio Red Grapefruit are coming in on Flying Dragon. So those were the only things they had in any quantity.
The True Dwarf Grapefruit,
it's an oxymoron.
It just doesn't seem right. I mean,
I agree.
I don't.
But we have them. We're going to.
Right.
Yeah.
And some, you know, there was the Shasta Tahoe, and there was one other mandarin, extra large seedless mandarin with good rich color in them that we're going to be getting those as well. And we haven't seen those for probably 10 years.
Well, you know, it's funny.
Those are on just semi-dwarf fruit stock?
Semi-dwarf.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. No, those are magnificent fruit.
I remember back in the day, our main citrus grower used to grow a lot of stuff that they don't grow anymore. Robertson Navel Oranges, they used to grow. Lisbon Lemons.
Lisbon.
Ponderosa Lemon.
Right.
The reason why I remember Lisbon Lemons is because they have such long spikes on them.
Yeah,
that they're vicious.
Nasty.
Yeah,
yes.
Just a nasty plant to have to deal with.
So, Mark, you stay away from those trees.
I will.
Okay.
Trust me.
If you want to give us a call, 888-344-1170 is the number. We're going to go talk to Kathy in San Diego. Good morning, Kathy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you. And you?
We're doing well. What can we do for you?
Fine. I have a small backyard, and so everything I have is in pots, like big pots. So I had two palm trees in pots, and one is just doing beautifully, and the other one has died. And I remember a few weeks ago, you all were talking about diseased palms, and I didn't have a pencil. I couldn't write down anything, but here's my question. Since my palm tree has died, it's in one of these great big pots, and do I need to have the gardener empty out all the soil and clean the pot before I plant another palm in it? Is the soil diseased?
Probably not.
Yeah, most likely not. What type of palm is it? Do you know?
No, I'm sorry, I don't.
I guess the prudent thing to do would be to replace the soil, but you probably do not need to do so. And I wouldn't.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
And I would try and determine what it was that killed it. There's a bug that is killing palms. There's also a disease that kills palms. And in a container, a common cause of death might be a watering issue.
Yes. Typically, I would say that would be more likely. But, yeah, even if you could, I mean, depending how far it's gone, take a picture of it and bring it to a nursery and see what they can identify.
You know, I bought the palm tree from Walter Anderson's.
Oh, okay.
So you all probably have a record of it.
We may very well. Yeah.
And I'll take a picture of the living palm because they are the same kind.
Oh, absolutely. That'd be great. We should be able to help probably figure it out.
Yeah, if they're the same, they're the same palm tree, that's not going to be a problem to figure out what it is.
Right.
They are. And then also, since I plant everything in pots, is it just a rule of thumb that when something dies, I don't have to replace the soil?
I would say typically that's
The case, yes.
And I would look at the soil, because sometimes soils in containers get depleted over time, so it might just be a good idea to replace the soil so that it is richer soil for the next planting. Not because of a disease issue, but just that they will grow better in a fresh, new soil.
That just seems to be that makes sense, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
You know, the other thing is that, you know, as time goes on, it seems like the soil level in my pots gets less and less and less. Should I put just another layer of soil on top, or should the plant be lifted out of the pot and add new soil to the bottom and then put it back in?
Lift and add soil. Do the hard thing, which is that add soil to the bottom.
Exactly. In a perfect world, yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much. This has been so helpful.
Excellent.
You're most welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
The organic matter in potting soils and in the ground, as it does its job, it breaks down.
Correct.
And so the soils are going to shrink down. And the easy thing is to stack more soil over the top, which could kill something.
Correct.
By keeping the...
Yeah.
So, while it is much more difficult and sometimes impossible, especially with the vase-type pots that constrict at the top, the better idea is to put it underneath.
Type of tree or something. You get a ficus tree, one of those vase-shaped pots or whatever, and it's tough to get those things.
I need to invent a lifting tool so you can lift up the pot. It'll hold it upside down, and then you can slowly start putting soil through the drain hole and fill from the...
Yeah, that's a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm full of them.
Yeah, yes, you are. Let's see. We're going to go back to the phones again. And Harry has called us back. Thanks for calling back, Harry.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
Oh, this is much better. Much better.
Okay. As I was saying, I have... I bought gardenias and camellias last year. I had to plant it, and they're not doing too good, especially the gardenias. And I'm assuming it's because the pH is too high. And how could I lower the pH through the watering? Is there a way to do that?
Well, to lower the pH, you can add some soil sulfur to to the ground, and that will eventually drop the pH down.
Well, I've done that, and it doesn't seem like the sulfur is melting. And I think it's because of the pH of the water. If the pH, as you know, certain nutrients will become effective in respect to the pH.
Mm-hmm.
If the pH is too high, I don't think the sulfur is going to help. It just won't dissolve.
No, I think it is. If you have a pelletized sulfur, it should be slowly breaking down and helping the soil. And if it is not, it might not be the pH that's the problem. And gardenias don't like to take up iron when it is too cold, when the soil is cold. So you get chlorosis on them frequently during the winter if you were trying to feed through the soil. And you might just try bypassing the roots and try a foliar feed with a water soluble and see if that doesn't help. What are you feeding them with?
Well, nothing. I just have the sulfur down there. It doesn't seem to do too well. I sprayed them with iron, and that doesn't seem to work either. So I don't know what the problem is.
And the problem's been going on for how long? The whole year? Or just in the winter?
A year.
Okay.
I would try feeding them regularly with a water-soluble fertilizer, and I'd put a handful of something like Grow Power or something that activates the soil around the base and water that in as well. I wouldn't assume that it is just a pH problem. While it can be, food and water are usually more commonly the issue that causes the discolorations in them. And if you are using a water-soluble, a minimum of twice a month is what is recommended for any kind of effect. And I wouldn't just do iron. I would do an all-purpose fertilizer that has trace minerals in it. The Dynagrows or something like that.
Dynagrows or the Grow Power liquid. Grow Power liquid, Mir acid would work.
Any of those.
But I would say you would probably have to do it about every 2 weeks.
Yes.
Somewhere around there. You'd have to do it much more frequently.
Okay, so what fertilizer do you recommend?
Dynagrow or Mir acid would probably be the two with the most trace minerals in it that would be helpful. And then you can spray either of those on the foliage as well as soaking the soil. And some might go in through the roots, but other will go in through the foliage. That's the word. And help by bypassing the roots if indeed the soil is that problem.
Okay. I'll give it a try.
All right. Thanks for the call, Harry. Have a great weekend.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
You know, as we move further into the longer days, as the soil warms up, there'll be more microbial activity in the soil, and things will start to happen more.
Yeah,
the soil,
totally
the sulfur will break
you.
Down, yeah. Things like that.
Yeah, I know pH can be a big factor in plant health and growth, but it's rare that pH is the problem with most stuff from my experience, at least in the business, it's a rare occasion where the pH is the main culprit. But yeah, if it gets too far out of whack, it can screw
shuts
stuff
everything
down.
Down.
Shuts everything down.
Shuts everything down. Yeah.
Yeah. If you'd like to give us a call, 888-344-1170 is the number. Fran, stay on the line. We are going to talk to you as soon as we come back from this quick break. You're listening to Garden Talk here on KCBQ and KPRZ. We'll be back with more right after this.
Get your gardening questions answered by calling 888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. There is more Garden Talk on the way. Welcome back to Garden Talk by Walter Anderson Nursery. Got a gardening question? Call 888-344-1170. 888-344-1170. Now, here's your hosts, Ken Anderson, David Ross, Mark Mahady, and George Allman.
Let it rain. Let it rain. Let your love rain down on me. Let it rain. Let it rain. Let it rain.
And we're back with more Garden Talk here on KCBQ and KPRZ. I'm Ken Anderson along with David Ross and Mark Mahady. George has a well-deserved day off. We're going to go up to Vista right now. We're going to talk to Fran. Good morning, Fran. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I have a question about last week's show. And I was at the store, the Poway store, last weekend, hoping to get one of you to clarify the remedy, but I couldn't find any of yours. And George walked in really fast, went to the back, never saw him again. So I thought I'd call today. And it was concerning rats in the vegetable garden. And I don't know who was talking, But the recommendation was to put the rat traps out, the one, and I looked at them. It's the one that you can disengage it to get the rats used to the trap, and then later on set it. And that was your suggestion. But do you leave it in the open like that, whereas some other animals might, I mean, smaller animals, grant you, but other animals might get caught in the rat trap?
Well, when I put them out, and I know when George does as well, we put them out at night, and then you got to pick them up in the morning, because if they haven't been sprung, then birds and things will get into them. But okay. I have never caught anything overnight in a rat trap other than a rodent. I have gotten a squirrel in a black hole trap before, but I think we were talking about the tomcat.
Yeah. Yes, and the tomcat.
And we
right.
were arguing about the spelling of the tomcat.
Correct. That is exactly true.
Yeah. Well, one of your employees, and she had suggested to put a box and put the trap inside the box. But I did catch a squirrel in one of those black holes also, and it was the biggest, a squirrel is a rat in all intents. It's the same thing, but it was the biggest one I've ever seen, and oh, gosh, I had to remove it. No, that was awful. But I'll go ahead and try that, because not only do they go after the vegetables, they go after my hoses out there. And so I put the sprinkler on, and I think it's working, but actually it's shooting off water because they bite into the whole thing. They just go right down to where it, and I guess they want the water from it. But so I'm going to have to do that too and put them around my hoses. Wow. But I'll try that and see what happens, and I'll give you feedback if I catch anything.
We would love to hear. Yeah. We would love to hear. Perfect.
And if you ever come to the nursery, you don't have to catch us. You can ask at the service counter and have us paged, and we'll get to you.
Okay. Well, yeah, but if you weren't there, it's because you were with somebody helping somebody else. And I, you know, my question was just a curiosity. And but this way, if I call in, then somebody else is going to learn the solution too, and maybe had the same question I did. So
well done.
Very good. Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much, and enjoy another day in paradise, because it looks like it's going to be another beautiful day.
Yes, it does.
Correct.
Have a great weekend, Fran.
Bye.
Goodbye now.
Bye. The song coming back from the break was "Let It Rain," and I don't think we have any of that in our near.
I haven't
in our
heard,
near future.
Yeah. I have not heard of anything.
I saw something about some flurries in the mountains, maybe, as something rapidly passes by, but I don't think we're expecting anything. I've
still
also
a good
had,
song, though.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I've had some very good success in the last 2 weeks with my Ratinator.
Oh,
and,
yeah?
And nothing, it's a live catch, so you don't have to worry about anything else getting in there, because you can let anything else out if something else gets in. But I've gotten eight rats in the last, around the chicken coop.
Oh,
in the last 2 weeks, and I don't see them anymore. So I may be making a dent in the population.
Very good.
Some headway?
Yes.
Excellent. If you want to give us a call today, 888-344-1170 is the number. We would love to talk to you. When we were up in Las Vegas, one of the things that we do every time we go there is at the Bellagio Hotel, right on the one that has the giant fountains out in front, which are spectacular in their own right. But inside the lobby of the hotel, they have a huge conservatory in the middle of the hotel. And every time we go up there, we always make a point to go check out the conservatory, because they just go over the top with the displays of stuff that they put in there. And we went last year too, and we went this year again, and it was all decked out for Lunar New Year.
Okay.
And it is spectacular. It is absolutely spectacular what they do between the cut flowers and the specimen trees and plants that they bring in. Hundreds and hundreds of bromeliads all in full bloom. I mean, it is just amazing what they do every year. And they change it seasonally throughout the year. So when you go, if you're up there over the holiday, the Christmas holidays, then it's going to be decked out for Christmas.
But the pictures you showed were Amazing.
I'm going to have to try to get those posted to get those posted onto Facebook so people can see what we're talking about. But it's absolutely amazing. Yeah. It's the best part about it is it's free.
Yeah.
I mean,
the thousands of dollars you might lose gambling. But kidding.
Other than that.
Yeah.
But it's like a giant Rose Parade float you can walk through. It's really amazing what they have done up there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what they continue to do.
Correct.
Yeah. And then there was a sign there and they were talking about tangerines. And so through the play of words, the Chinese are associating the gift of tangerine and orange as the abundance of happiness and prosperity. The fruit's bright orange color also symbolizes gold. This is an auspicious symbol of good luck and wealth, an important factor for Chinese Lunar New Year celebration.
Shouldn't it be mandarin and orange?
Well,
instead of tangerine,
technically, yeah. I guess. But yeah, I thought that was interesting. I had not heard that before.
Well, I had a customer yesterday at the nursery. We were looking at citrus, and she said when any of her friends get a new home, she always brings them a citrus tree to plant out front because they bring you good luck. And mm-hmm. she said she has a new home, and she didn't think to put one in her own yard, but now she was looking for one for her because she wanted to put one out front of her house to bring good luck to her own home.
Interesting.
Nice.
I thought so. So I must have tremendous luck. I have so much orange and gold lining my driveway right now.
That's what it sounds like.
I wonder if it'll be spendable when the dollar collapses.
We'll find out. We'll see.
Unfortunately, yes.
Wandering around through the store.
We've got to talk about the orchid show.
Oh, that's right. Thank you very much. While we were on the air, a caller called us up. Didn't want to go on the air, but she wanted us to let everybody know that the orchid show that was scheduled for this weekend has been canceled due to COVID-related issues. So my apologies for
the one in Balboa
Park. Yeah, the one on the Casa del Prado. The one you've been hyping. The one that I have been hyping for the past few weeks.
Just for a month, not a long time.
It's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good.
So anyway, unfortunately, that show has been canceled. So if you were planning on doing that this weekend, I would make other plans.
Yes.
Still a nice day to go to the park. Correct. Don't get me wrong, but the orchid show's not going to be.
Plenty of beauty in Balboa Park.
That is
the case. There is. Yes, there is. I was wandering around through the store yesterday looking at different stuff. We've got a nice selection of bananas in right now.
Yes, we do.
Fruiting bananas. Which
I wouldn't normally bring them in, but...
Yeah, this time of year is kind of weird to have...
You got
to
get them when you can get them because they won't be available.
Yeah. So, and, you know, if you like bananas, they're pretty easy to grow.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it doesn't take much. And the one I think most are the ones that we have. I didn't look to see which ones they were. Are they fruity. Dwarf, right? Are they
there's short? Both.
There's both.
But a dwarf banana is still 6 to 10 feet.
Yeah.
At least.
They
yeah.
still get
yeah.
fairly large. Yes.
Yeah.
I should plant a big banana under my neighbor's papaya tree. If the papaya can be there, I can have bananas.
I think so.
Good point.
I think I have a space there.
You'll have to give that a try.
Yes.
The only. I wouldn't even call it a problem, but the one thing that you need to deal with bananas is that once the trunk grows and flowers, that trunk is going to die.
Correct.
So then you have a big 8-inch diameter
trunk,
waterlogged trunk that you have to
deal with,
dispose of.
Do you know what I thought you were going to say?
What?
You know, David, you're going to have to water it.
Oh, well, yeah, you're going to have to.
Because I wouldn't water it enough, so I shouldn't put one in there. So.
Well, that could be. They do like water.
Especially out where you're at.
Yeah, I mean. They do like water, and they don't like frost.
Correct.
But once you get, if you have the place to grow it, you get it in the ground and get it going, and they grow like crazy. And they just keep producing, even though they're terminal flowering in that one trunk, the trunk that flowers will eventually die back.
Correct.
That one trunk will send up three or four more plants.
Exactly.
So pretty soon you have a pretty good stand of them. And they produce they'll produce a good number of bananas.
They sure will.
On their own. They're not going to be the big
Ecuadorian
or the Dole banana that you see, Dole or Chiquita banana.
Chiquita,
that
you, can we go Chiquita, please?
That you see in the grocery stores, but they're good bananas.
Well, absolutely, yeah.
Cavendish Dwarf is a really good one. Right. The fruit's a little bit smaller, but really rich in flavor.
Truth.
Really nice. Yeah, very. It's a very nice addition. Very nice addition to your yard, especially if you have a tropical landscape.
Correct.
Yeah. I did see that we got a bunch of avocados in. Actually, pretty nice ones too.
Same thing. Right now, we have to get what we can. We get when what we can,
because otherwise, we're not going to have any.
And fortunately, we're having a very nice mild winter.
Yeah.
And
get them established.
It was really nice and warm and clear this morning.
Warm?
It was relatively warm. There was no frost.
It was 48 at my house.
That's relatively warm.
Well, it's not freezing. Yeah.
I agree.
That is true.
That is for sure.
Yeah. You're listening to Garden Talk here on KCBQ and KPRZ. If you want to give us a call, 888-344-1170 is the number. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Get your gardening questions answered by calling 888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. There is more Garden Talk on the way. Welcome back to Garden Talk by Walter Anderson Nursery. Got a gardening question? Call 888-344-1170. 888-344-1170. Now, here's your hosts, Ken Anderson, David Ross, Mark Mahady, and George Allman.
Back with more Garden Talk here on KCBQ and KPRZ. I'm Ken Anderson along with David Ross and Mark Mahady. George has the day off. We were talking about avocados just before we went on the break, and the three that I saw that had come in were actually all really good ones. Holiday Surprise, which has been a pretty popular one. I've never tried that one.
I have not either, but it's supposed to be very productive, hold on the tree a little bit longer than a Haas, be similar to Haas, but it is a B type. So it would help for cross-pollination with an A type.
Yeah. Yes.
And we had some Pinkertons out there too, Pinkerton's been around for a long time.
Yeah, and there's a few gems that we got.
Are there
just a few left, and they are not expected to be back in stock until August. If you want a gem avocado,
Now's the time to get it.
That is correct.
Holidays, I think Holidays a really good one. My dad's got one at his place, and the size of the fruit that thing produces is they're enormous, and it doesn't
bowling balls.
And it's not a huge tree either.
No,
as far as avocados are concerned, it's a little bit on the smaller side.
It's kind of a narrow weepy tree.
Yeah. Some other stuff to take a look at that's in stock right now. We have some beautiful 15-gallon passion vines that came in, which I don't know if those are Fredericks or just edgeless.
I did not look to see. Yeah. The plants look the same.
But they look really nice. And this is the time of year that Hardenbergia is in bloom, and we've got beautiful 5-gallon Hardenbergias just in full color right now.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of flowering vines that are in color in the wintertime.
No,
yes.
No, there's not. Well, Hardenbergia, you know.
Well, exactly.
That's your harbinger of spring, you know.
Yes.
But you know, the Banks roses should be starting to bloom fairly soon.
True.
And the pink jasmine.
Oh yeah.
Should be starting to bloom as well. And you know, pink jasmine, that is an unbelievable plant. the amount of flowers that it produces and the fragrance that it has. The only downside is that
they don't last.
The flowers don't last that long, and they only bloom once a year.
Right.
Yeah. But it's even the foliage itself is a nice looking kind of a semi-tropical looking.
But it's
looking plant.
Kind of a benign foliage, so you could mix it in with another plant, vine, and get the blooms now, and then have something else stage the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Right.
The other thing that we had in stock, which I guess we had them in sleeves, in the bare root sleeves this year, but the all-in-one almonds.
Okay.
We've got really nice all-in-one almonds in 5-gallon containers. That are really nice plants, and they should produce a fair amount of almonds once you get them established.
Yeah.
The other thing that's really nice about them is that they're self-fertile.
Right.
It used to be you had to plant 2 almonds. One of them was non-perennial, and I can't remember what the other one was. But those were the bare root almonds that we used to carry. But all in one's a great plant, and I don't think they get that big either, do they?
They don't. But now that you brought up nonpareil, I'm trying to think of what the other one was.
Yeah,
I can't
remember.
It's been so long since we've had them. I can't.
It's very sad.
I can't think of it. And we did get some. We did get some blueberries from Nonrovia, so we've got a fairly good supply.
3 gallons.
The 2 gallons.
Yeah.
Another note on blueberries, the Monrovia had a problem with a major portion of their crop. So blueberries are going to be
tough.
Short supply
this year.
Also.
Yeah, we're going to get a spring shot in, I think he said March, but the crop is going to be much thinner than it was in the past.
Again, you want blueberries?
Get on the list.
And you know what? Blueberries are one of those plants that they produce so much that in one season, if you really like blueberries, it'll pretty much pay for itself.
Right.
I mean, the amount that they produce is just amazing. They're very easy to grow. You can grow them in containers quite easily as well.
Yeah, that's what we suggest. Typically.
Yeah. Yeah. Because if you can grow a camellia, you can grow a blueberry.
Correct.
Very similar soil requirements. They like an acid soil. They grow in full sun, but they'll do okay in filtered sunlight too, which is where I have mine.
Right.
And it's not a bad looking plant either.
Correct.
I mean, it's pretty decent. But
I was looking at the varieties of almonds, the cultivars, and was it Mission?
No.
Nope.
I don't recognize any of these other ones.
Nay Plus.
Nay Plus. That's what it was, yeah.
Nay Plus.
And it's not here.
Where'd you pull that one from?
I don't know. It just bubbled up to the surface.
Deep in the recesses of Kenneth's mind.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, Nay Plus and Nonpareil were the two that you had to plant.
Yeah.
What else do I have on the list?
Well, I think we should remind people again about the Orchid Show.
The Orchid Show
Or the lack thereof.
Yeah, unfortunately, the Winter Orchid Show in Balboa Park has been canceled this weekend. So, like we said, make an email, come into the nursery.
There you go.
Yeah.
And the blueberries that you saw from Monrovia this week in the back were in 5-gallon, and they were gorgeous. And we do have some 2 gallons out there as well. And Corey was telling me he was hoping that they would have a 1-gallon crop later in the year. But the 2 gallons that we have been our mainstay are the ones that are going to be in the shorter supply.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense.
Did he say what happened? The crop failure?
Yeah, he said that they had a production problem with the liners or whatever they brought in. Something happened. I don't know the specifics of that. I'm guessing we should blame it on COVID in the supply chain.
Oh, of course.
That's a good fallback.
Yeah.
What everybody else is doing.
Yeah.
I had a brief meeting, an advisory council. We had people from different industries in horticulture on a Zoom meeting on Tuesday, and everybody was involved. Some were educators and some were retailers and other people in business, and they were all having similar problems with getting supplies.
Right.
You know, we were having problems getting the 5-gallon pots for the roses and all these different little things that, that we take for granted. Trucking and slowing, just slowing things down has made a dramatic, had a dramatic effect, negative effect and impact across everything.
Yeah, it really did. It really, and you know, when back in 2020, I remember when things got really busy, our like our soil supplier, they could not keep up with demand. Regular shortages.
And then bags became in short supply, correct. So they had the product, but they didn't have anything to put it in. I mean, it's just...
Bottles, bags,
and then,
everything.
Yeah. And then cocoa mulch just completely disappeared.
Is it okay if I'm okay with that?
What?
Is it okay if I'm okay with that? I don't care that we can't get cocoa mulch. And so for those of you who really liked cocoa mulch, I apologize for my cavalier attitude.
You can still get it online at Amazon, but you're going to pay about $50 a bag.
We can get it for $50 a bag from, I think, Dr. Earth. If you want $50 a bag cocoa mulch, you let us know. That'll be prepaid and non-refundable, but we can get it for you, I think. Do we have a – I guess we're getting towards the end. The classes real quick. Oh, this week in roses. San Diego
is Roses with Olivia
and Moosa Creek.
Renee from Moosa Creek is going to be talking about native plants in Poway. You've been listening to Garden Talk here on KCBQ and KPRZ. We'll be back with another hour right here. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks for joining us on Garden Talk by Walter Anderson Nursery, your source for gardening, landscaping, and horticulture news. Still have a question for the Garden Talk crew or want to learn more about the show, how to become a guest or sponsor? Send an email to askanexpert@walteranderson.com. That's askanexpert@walteranderson.com or visit walteranderson.com. There's more professional gardening advice next week at this same time on Garden Talk by Walter Anderson Nursery.
This program is sponsored by Walter Anderson Nursery.